Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the first deportation flights have begun from the new migrant detention center referred to by President Trump and others as Alligator Alcatraz.
The remote facility in the Everglades has come under intense scrutiny and generated controversy.
Some people now detained there allege harsh treatment by guards. Tim Padgett with our member station WLRN in Miami has been following the story. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
First, please remind us how this detention center came about and immediately became a source of controversy.
Well, it was a very sudden action taken by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis late last month out on an idle airstrip in the remote Everglades, where the concept was that detainees would, of course, be met by alligators and other wildlife if they try to escape. President Trump and DeSantis hope it will serve as a sort of punitive showcase to deter illegal immigration. Critics say it's just one more piece of performative demonization of immigrants. And although Alligator Alcatraz is for immigrant detention, which is supposedly a federal function, it's run by Florida's Division of Emergency Management, but apparently DeSantis is going to tap into federal FEMA money to reimburse Florida for the $450 million cost of its first year of operation.